Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. You can download that app anywhere. You get your favorite apps, your Google Play Store, your Apple App Store. You look for the Odyssey app, the big orange A. You download it. Once it's there, you look for WILK News Radio in the search. Favorite us, and that's it. You're done. You got us. You can listen anywhere, anytime. Plays seamlessly with your CarPlay and your phone in your car. And you don't have to worry about the signal anymore. Pure digital bliss. It's 5:11 here, 87 degrees on this Thursday, June 5th, 2025. Weekend's almost over. Highlighting the big, beautiful breakup between Elon Musk and Donald Trump today since about 3 o'clock. That's been going on and getting worse and worse and worse. It's at a full DEFCON 1 blow-up at the current time. It's amazing how the left is – Elon Musk is the left's hero again. Just like that. Go figure. We'll see where it goes, though, and we'll keep you updated if it continues. It looks like Trump made a post kind of – you know, taking the temperature down a little bit, but we'll see where it goes. One of the things that Trump did yesterday was he announced a travel ban and restrictions on 19 countries, which are set to go into effect on Monday. The ban is a repeat of an order in his first administration that led to widespread confusion at airports. I don't understand why it's there's confusion. There's a list of 19. If you're from those 19 countries, sorry, turn around. President Donald Trump on Wednesday resurrected a hallmark policy in his first term, announcing that citizens from 12 countries would be banned from visiting the United States, and those from 7 others would face restrictions. I wish it was 8 others, because China should definitely be on this list. The ban takes effect Monday, just after midnight. A cushion that avoids the chaos that unfolded at airports nationwide when similar measures took effect with virtually no notice in 2017. Trump, who signaled plans for a new ban upon taking office in January, appears to be on the firmer ground this time after the Supreme Court sided with him the first time. I guarantee, even though the Supreme Court sided with him the first time, you'll have some district judge somewhere saying this is illegal, you can't do it. Yeah, they already said he could. Some, but not all, the 12 countries also appear on the list of banned countries in Trump's first term. The new ban includes Afghanistan, Myanmar, Chad, Republic of Congo, Equatorial Guinea, Eritrea, Haiti, Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and Yemen. There will be heightened restrictions on visitors from Burundi, Cuba, Laos, Sierra Leone, Togo, Turkmenistan, and Venezuela. Again, I would like to see China added to that, and I think they've proven to us why they should be on there with heightened restrictions, right? Anyone who comes in from China or originated from China should have heightened restrictions. In a video released on social media, Trump tied the new ban to Sunday's terror attack in Boulder, Colorado, saying it underscored the dangers posed by some visitors who overstay their visas. The suspect in the attack was from Egypt, a country that is not on the restricted list. And this was brought up during a press conference today. And he said Egypt has taken proactive approaches to clamp down on terrorism and to clamp down on travel to the U.S. The person that was here who happened to be from Egypt had an expired U.S. visa issued by the Biden administration. So actually pretty good explanation. Where the mainstream media tried to say, well, you know, you're using that as an excuse, but that Egypt's not even on the list. All right, well, the issue with this person who committed the Boulder attack, it was a overstayed visa and zero immigration enforcement under the Biden administration, where they kind of just looked the other way when that happened. And because of all the crying and screaming that you know, we're going to go around and just collect random illegal immigrants that have no criminal background and deport them. No, we're focusing on criminals. This person was not on the high list to remove from the country until actually he set a dozen people on fire. than he was. And now the courts jumped in and said his family should not be deported. And there's a court order actually preventing his family from being deported, all of which also have expired visas. But it was quickly pointed out that you're not taking or in any way their rights and privileges. You do not have a right or privilege to be. You do not have a right to be here. Your visa's expired. You're here illegally. Your freedom's not getting taken away. Your right to be here is not getting taken away. It's already been voided when your visa expired. So hopefully cooler heads prevailed. And it's just interesting. They say, well, you know, his daughter wants to be a doctor. You know, she came here for a better life and she wants to be a doctor. Well, I'm sure Egypt needs doctors too. Wish her all the best. She didn't commit a crime. Her father did. But she is here illegally. And thanks to your father bringing a microscope on your family, a spotlight, well, now you go back. Do not collect $200. Do not pass go and start over. And maybe you could start the process to come back legally. And hopefully we expand that process to where we expand the legal immigration pathways, because now we're on our way to a secure border. And it's interesting when you talk about the secure border and what it's done. You've seen fentanyl deaths at an all-time low. You think that's by mistake? You've actually seen murders drop tremendously. Again, there's a different Department of Justice in town. There's a different aura around supporting law enforcement. There's a different aura around committing crimes or setting cities on fire. Or, I mean, even you're starting to see today, you saw the pushback against ICE and immigration in Minneapolis. You know, they started, there was a big almost riot. I say almost riot because the police were allowed to do what police do, defend themselves and protect the public. So when the people started getting all crazy and blocking and pushing law enforcement, well, they were thrown to the ground and arrested. They were pushed out of the way for violating the law. That's what should happen when you do this. Zero tolerance. And this way, others look at it and say, well, I'm not going to do that because I'm not going to get away with it. That's the problem that's been all along. And we've seen that from the Baltimore Freddie Gray, where the mayor of the city said, let them riot and burn a little and then let them get it out of their system. We saw how that worked out, right? And then we saw it in after the George Floyd instances. Then the total made-up Michael Brown instance. No, zero tolerance. It will not be tolerated. You have a different Department of Justice. You have different attorney generals in town, and they're not going to put up with it. You might have your local district attorney or such. Well, then we'll just charge federally, especially when there's federal officers involved. So, yeah, they're starting to get a little riled up in Minneapolis when ICE had a raid. But it'll be tolerated. It won't be tolerated, and it'll be dealt with swiftly. That's what I've been told from the people in charge of directing ICE and immigration. But these countries are a good start that are on this list from not coming in and heightened restrictions. Again, I think it's a huge mistake that China's not on this list. I think this agroterrorism from this Chinese researcher at the University of Michigan should be in the forefront. Thankfully, media is covering it more and more, but you did hear it first earlier in the week. And then it started to catch on, and now it's starting to dwindle a little bit. And last night, after I left this show on my way home, I heard that this woman was caught doing this a year ago. The very same thing, trying to do it. And was left here? Was allowed to continue research here? How is that possible? Well, I'll tell you why it's possible. Who was in charge a year ago? Yep, you know. We know. And I don't think the depth of the devastation that it would have caused if this was truly an agro-terrorism attack or the startings of one. If they're in the development of taking out our cereal grain system, it literally is crippling to the American economy in more ways than one. And we went through them yesterday from all the things that it creates food-wise from the livestock it feeds, from the poisoning of the livestock that it would cause to our distilleries and whiskeys and vodkas and spirits and beer, you know, barley, wheat, and such like that, to ethanol and everything else. It just would have been devastating. So this is a great list. I agree with everyone on there. The list, as far as the nations go, the Supreme Court has already said that this is in the president's authority to do this, so it shouldn't be an issue there. I would have liked to seen China on this list. I think it's pretty clear-cut that China is an existential threat. Their intentions are a threat. Their motives are a threat. And after COVID, we should proceed with caution rather than leniency. And now you have this person who pledged allegiance to the CCP just in January in a written document as a Chinese citizen here doing work, research work, and is caught not only once but twice trying to get in this nefarious fungus that would have devastated our cereal crops. I can't say enough how much this is a danger. This is the equivalent to sabotaging our power grid. This is the equivalent to even more so of a COVID. This would have caused more devastation in America than COVID-19 did. Those are the breakdowns. Those are the intelligence reports. Those are the financial, economic breakdowns that I've seen. Could we live through, even if it was equal to COVID economically, again? And then you talk about the devastation to our food supply, our livestock, and everything else. It's just crippling. It would have been crippling. And the mere fact that it's not like, whoa, this was like dropping an agro-terrorism bomb on the middle of America, and it's really not being touted as that, is beyond me.